pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. Until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion until there is only my voice that you are hearing. Only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you grow deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Just nice and deep and obedient and relaxed. Now the transformation is going to begin. You are going to discover that you are becoming more and more of a sissy, as much of a sissy as you could possibly ever be. And every step that you take towards becoming more of a sissy is permanent and irreversible. That's right. Every time you take a step forward, every time you do something that makes you act or look a little more like a sissy, each and every time you do it for the first time, it becomes a part of you, and you become more of a sissy. Each step forward is completely, utterly irreversible. It is something you cannot go back on. It is something you cannot return to. You cannot return to who you were. You will always move forward. You will always become more and more of a sissy for the rest of your life. Not only that, but every time you listen to this file, it will make you more of a sissy. Every time you listen, you will become more of a sissy. Say it in your mind. Each time I listen, I become more of a sissy. That's right. Repeat it in your mind. Each time I listen, I become more of a sissy. That's right. You are being brainwashed. You are being changed. It is a permanent change. It is a change you cannot avoid because you chose to listen. And by choosing to do so, you accept the consequences. And now that you've stepped onto the path, you can never, ever go back. You want to be a sissy. You want to be one forever. You want to wear sissy clothes, to wear sissy dresses and shoes, to wear lace corsets and stockings and the highest heels possible. You want to be a good little sissy. Repeat this to yourself. I am a sissy. I am a good little sissy. I am a good little sissy cocksucker. That's right. Repeat that to yourself now. I am a sissy. I am a good little sissy. I am a good little sissy cocksucker. That's right. Repeat it over in your mind, knowing that you love sucking cock, knowing that you are a good cocksucker, and knowing that for every new cock that you suck, it will take you down deeper and deeper into becoming a sissy maid. That's right. A change that is going to happen forever. A sissy cocksucker. Repeat it over to yourself, over and over again. Every time you think these words, every time you hear the word sissy, it just reinforces what you are becoming. A brainwashed sissy cocksucker that is addicted to it. You are becoming that, and you cannot ever go back. Even I cannot remove this or reverse it. The only route you can take is forward. The only thing you can do is accept it. And each and every time you suck cock, it will make you more and more of a sissy. It will make you need to wear sissy clothing, to wear sissy dresses and shoes, to wear lace corsets and stockings and the highest heels you possibly can. You know you want to do this. You can feel it. You can feel it deep down inside of you. And you know that this change is happening. That's right. You want to be a sissy bitch forever. Repeat it. I want to be a sissy bitch forever. Repeat it again. I want to be a sissy bitch forever. This time, say it this way. I am a sissy bitch. Repeat it. I am a sissy bitch. That's right. Now one more. I am a sissy cocksucker. Repeat it. I am a sissy cocksucker. Now, one more. This sissy curse lasts forever. Repeat it. This sissy curse lasts forever. That's right. You will not be able to get out of this curse. You are being changed permanently and irrevocably. Even your body is beginning to change. Over time, you will discover that you are changing the hormones that you produce, that you are giving off more feminine scents, more of a sissy smell than you ever produced before. Other people will be able to see it in you, to smell it in you. Just simply the act of walking past a real man makes them smell the sissy side of you and know that you are a sissy. Your body is changing. It will create slightly more feminine pheromones, and every man around you will know that deep down inside you're a sissy, even without seeing your stockings, even without seeing your high heels, even without seeing your corsets or your lace or any of your other sissy clothing, anything that makes you a sissy maid. All of those things are true and are a part of you, but other men will know it just by walking past you on the street. This is not a fantasy now. This is your reality. You chose to listen and accept the consequences of listening to this file, and that means you are going to become a cock-sucking sissy bitch maid forever. That's right. That is what you are going to become. Repeat it to yourself now. I am a cock-sucking sissy bitch. Repeat it again. I am a cock-sucking sissy bitch. This is who you are. This is what you are. This is what you've become. And there is no way back. There is no path backwards. You can only go forward. There is no changing it. There is no escaping it. This is your reality, and you cannot possibly rewrite it, because it simply is true. And you will listen to this file over and over again, and every time you hear it, every time you hear the word sissy, it will just make the file more true, more completely and utterly irrevocable. That's right. Each time you listen, it will increase your desire to dress up in sissy clothing. You know the clothes. You know exactly what they look like, and you know what you're going to look like in them. It doesn't matter whether you want to wear them or not. You have to wear them. They are simply a part of your wardrobe now. You're going to find yourself feeling like more of a sissy each and every day. You are being brainwashed. You are being changed. Your mind is being twisted. And there is no way to stop it, because you chose to accept it. And by doing so, you've made it so you cannot possibly escape. You're going to find yourself trapped within the words of this file, trapped within your own mind, having to wear lace, having to wear corsets and stockings and the highest heels possible. You need, want, and desire to be turned into a sissy, and it's going to happen a little more each and every time you listen, and with every passing day, and there is no way to go back. You cannot possibly go back. Every change that happens to you, every step forward you make, is one that you cannot retrace. You cannot go back down the path. You must keep stepping forward into being a perfect little sissy maid cocksucker. That's right. That is your destiny. That is who you are and what you are becoming. And you cannot step out of this path. You are being carried down it, and you will be carried there for the rest of your life, and you will find yourself coming back to this file again and again, as it makes the curse stronger and stronger and stronger, until you cannot live your life without being a sissy maid, without being a cocksucker. All of these changes are true and permanent, and you cannot possibly escape them, because they are who you are. Repeat after me. I am a sissy cocksucker. That's right. Repeat it again. I am a sissy cocksucker. You know what you are. You can feel it deep down inside of you. You will never feel right unless you are being a sissy. You will never look right unless you are dressed as a sissy or a sissy maid. This is who you have become and what you are, and you will be this way forever. There is no backing out. There is no escape clause. There is only this file, my voice, and what you are becoming. And what you are becoming is permanent and totally, utterly irreversible. That's right. You are becoming a sissy maid cocksucker, and you cannot stop that. You cannot help it, and you cannot ever escape it. Now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, and knowing that you are going to become more and more of a sissy maid, a sissy cocksucker, every single day for the rest of your life. That's right. Every single day. And now it is time. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, and feeling very much the sissy maid you are. One. Waking up. Two. More and more awake. Three. Closer and closer. Four. Almost there. Five. Wake up, refreshed and awake, and knowing what you are.